Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Aleph. Zvachim Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amaveis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. We'll start with Dover Halamed B'Kal V'Chomer. So we are in the two dafim that talk all about Limudim, all about the different ways that Chazal Darshan, actually four, right, Dover Kal V'Chomer, and Gzeirah Shavah, and Hekesh, and Binyan Av, and all 16 permutations, is one allowed to learn A after B, A after A, right? What are the special rules of Kachim that one has to be aware of, and one is allowed to darshan. So we are up to almost the last of the third part, Dar Alei B'Kal V'Chomer. After one learns something from a Kal V'Chomer, could then one learn something through a Binyan Av? And then we have all four. If you learn something from a Binyan Av, can you learn something from a Hekesh, Sirshava, Kal V'Chomer, Binyan Av, after the Binyan Av? Again, this is all about assuming, and that's exactly what we understand, that the Torah was given in an encoded form, and it's our job, it's Chazal's job, to darshan and to decode and try to figure out exactly what Chazal wants us to get out of each of the, what Hashem wants us to get out of each of the psukim and each of the drushes, and that is the assumption of all of these dafim and all drushes Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to uncover what exactly is there. The Torah was given in a state of hiddenness, a state of mystery, so to speak, and it's our job to uncover the secrets of the Torah. I think I just mentioned, I was listening to it 7.5 years ago, what I ended off with, I said I will mention the Gra. So I'll start off with the Gra now, and that's the Gra about the Torah being in its natural state, its pristine state, and the decoded state, so to speak. The Gemara tells us in two places, the Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed and in Baba Basra Daf Tezvav, that there is a Machlokas Tanaim, who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? Who wrote the last 8 psukim? Whether it was Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. How could you say that? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the last 8 psukim of the Torah. And yes, even though it's difficult to understand, because Moshe Rabbeinu describes his own death in the last 8 psukim, it says Moshe Rabbeinu died, but he wrote it in a different way than the rest of the Torah. As the Gemara says, he wrote it bedema. He wrote it bedema, whatever that means, which we'll talk about B'ezras Hashem in a second. And the other sheet that says that no, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write the last 8 psukim of the Torah. Moshe wrote up until the last 8, and Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah. He was mashlim. That was it. And that's why in one place it says Yeshua wrote Torah Selokim. The Gemara says in Makos, that could mean either that means the last 8 psukim of the Torah, according to that opinion, or it means the Parsha of Ari Miklat, which is a continuation of the story that the tzivui that happened in the Torah. But either way, a lot of the action is according to the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last 8 psukim. So what? How did he write the last 8 psukim? Isn't it sheker? Right, it didn't happen yet. Moshe died, he didn't die yet. It doesn't say that Moshe will die. It says Moshe died. And if he wrote it, he didn't die yet. So it says Moshe kosei bedema. What does bedema mean? With tears. So what does it mean with tears? Why was he crying? How does that help? So some say maybe the Marsha there and others discuss maybe he wrote it in tears instead of ink. It wasn't permanent. And therefore, it wasn't subject to sheker yet because it wasn't really a full writing. Which is challenging to understand, even on a temporary basis. You're not allowed to lie, right? You can't, even if something is going to disappear, one's not allowed to have any type of sheker. So what does dema mean? Maybe he was just very upset. Rashi says, meirov tsaro. Right, so what does it mean? So the Vilna Gaon, again, a lot to discuss. The Vilna Gaon, some maybe before him allude to this, but the Vilna Gaon expands upon it. It's quoted here in the Kol Eliyahu. On Parsha Zosa Bracha, he discusses, well, maybe Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Maybe both Tanoim that hold that Moshe wrote it and Yeshua wrote it are correct. How could both be right? Only one of them could have written it. How could both write it? Says the Gra, Amnam Yesh Lafarish, Kishneim divrei Elokim Chayim, Umar Machad, Umar Machad, Velo Pligi. Why? Because, says the Gra, Lachor Kasha, the divrei Gemara, Ma makshel ches psukim achronim shebatora hech nechtevu Moshe hayadayin chai v'alo kol haTorah kulay se nechteves alpayim shana kodem b'riyas haolam. The whole Torah was written before the world was created. Right, Torah is one of the 7 things, the Gemara says, that was created before the world was created. Torah, Beis HaMikdash, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Shmo Shel Moshiach, Kisi HaKavod, all this said Tshuva, Torah. So how could the whole Torah be written? Only this was written before it happened. The whole Torah was written before it happened. So why is this the only thing? Im kein lo hayadayin shemayim va'aretz, and it says Hashem created shemayim va'aretz. And the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFlogit, Yetzias Mitzrayim, how can the whole Torah be written? Says the Gra, Amnam Zos Yadua. It is known. Ki Kala Torah Kula Hu Shmos Efshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, all of Torah spells out on a deeper Kabbalistic level, Shem Hashem. As the Ramban discusses in the beginning of his commentary in the Hakdama to his Pirish, where he says, it didn't say in the original state that the Torah was in. The Torah was before the world was created. It didn't say, Bereishis Bara Elokim. All the letters were broken up differently in ways that it said something else. As the example the Ramban gives on a simple level, Berosh Yisbara Elokim. That's another way to read it. But really, the whole Torah was there, but it was broken up differently. V'chilei kol haTorah l'tevos va'osios l'galos l'faresh is called divrei haTorah hazos. When Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, He decoded it. And He showed him, this is how you're supposed to read it. Before it didn't say, Bereishis bara Elokim, Ezra Shrev, Ezra Aretz. But Hashem gave that to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, here it is in its decoded sense. You have to now go to the next step and decode it even more to learn out Drashas Chazal from it. Kal v'chomer, Gzeira Shava, Hekish, all of that. That's the second stage, really, of decoding. The first stage of decoding, Hashem did. And then, Mahu Afata. Never heard that in this context. But just like Hashem decoded the Torah, in order to give it to us, so too it's our job to decode and figure out exactly what the deeper levels of the Torah are. So, the last eight psukim, suggest the Gra, those were given to Moshe in a non-decoded state. That was given in its pristine, natural state, so it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe Ever Hashem. It didn't say that yet. It was just jumbled letters, so to speak, that Moshe wrote it. Yeshua ben Nun decoded it. Decoded it in stage one, which usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and Hashem told Yeshua how to do it. Hashem really did it. But He told Yeshua how to decode it. And in that way, then it was understandable. It had mashma'us v'yam Hashem Moshe eved Hashem. And so it says, of course, let's get back to the Gemara. What does it mean? He wrote it b'dema. Dema not only can mean tears, but dema, we also know, can mean medume. Medume, as we know from Seder Zroyim, from Mishnayos. Medume is when Truma and Chulin are mixed together and there's not enough Chulin to be mevatel the Truma. That's called medume. And it's suffix Truma, and it's also for Yisrael to eat it. So it means mixed up. He wrote it bidema. He wrote it in a mixed up state. Ches psukim elu lo haya yachal lichtov es hanigle. V'kas of kfiat sirufim. V'zeo bidema v'yoshua katsa kfiat nigle. U'kadas Rabbi Yeshua v'shneim askim l'das achas ki nechtevo aide shneim aide Moshe hanister v'asod v'aide Yeshua hanigle kashir yiksuva v'yadenu l'dar dar. So that's an amazing gra, but again, that's related to everything we've been discussing over the past two dafim. That all about the decoding of the Torah with the four types of drashas chazal that we have. But really, if you think about it, says the Gra, the entire Torah was decoded step one, and then later on, this is all about step two, about figuring out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand the Torah. That's point number one by way of discussion. Point number two, and again, we have a little flexibility, hopefully, today. Amrat Beis is only three lines long. The second point to mention is the whole assumption of what we're about to get into, Binyan Av. Binyan Av, we're up to, again, let's just read the line, Dover Halamed Bekal V'Chomer, Ma'ashi Yilmad B'Binyan Av. If I learn something from Bekal V'Chomer, can I, which is a logical interpretation, can I then learn B to C, A to B is through a Kal V'Chomer. What about B to C? Can I learn that through a Binyan Av? Binyan Av, as we've noted, is the weakest, most simple drusha. It's just that, just like here, so too there. Just a simple comparison. And that is why a Binyan Av can be knocked out very easily. If there is a context A that has something different than context B, automatically you can knock out the Binyan Av. A Gzeir Shava, depending on the type of Gzeir Shava, the strongest Gzeir Shava, so to speak, Gzeir Shava Mufne, can't be knocked out, even if there are differences. Gzeir Shava Mufne Bitzad Echad, one side is Mufne, one side is open, it's a little weaker, but stronger than not Mufne at all. But either way, the assumption, Binyan Av, is comparing two things on, so to speak, the weakest and most fragile level. The assumption of the Binyan Av, and maybe some of the others too, of Hekish, of Smuchin, is the idea also that we mentioned the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin quotes the line of Kalatara Kula Shmosav Shalak, not Kalatara, that was just what we said, that Kalatara Kula Inyan Echad. All the Torah is really one inyan. One inyan. What does one inyan mean? So the context there that the Tosefta is talking about is about shoel ke'inyan. If there are two Talmidim that ask a question at the same time to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is giving a shiur on topic A, and one of the questions is about topic A, one of them is about topic B, the Rebbe should, the Talmud should ask the question first on the topic that is discussed in the being discussed in the shiur, and then afterwards a Talmud can ask ask something else. But if you look, I think it's at Perek Zion in Sanhedrin, the Tosefta. Let's see if I can find it quickly. The Tosefta discusses the idea of asking Shoel. Here it is. Tosefta in Zion, Halacha, hey, Tosefta, hey, says the Ein Shoalin Ella Beinyan, Vein Meshivin Ella Bamada, Velo Yishal Hashoel Alashar Beinyanatir, Vechulu, Vechulu. Vashoel Shalok Inyan, Meshivin Esa Shoal Kinyan. Vashoel Shalok Inyan, Sorak Shayomar Shalok Inyan Shaalti. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds if somebody asks a question not on topic, then he has to apologize to the Rebbe. Right? The Rebbe has his head in one thing. How can you expect him to, like, switch mid thought, right? You remember the Gemara in Bar Metzia that David HaMelech says, you know, I'll be giving a shiur about the Negar Menahalas, and somebody would raise their hand and say, David, can I ask a question? Yeah, sure. What's the halacha of Eishesish Shizinsa? You know, what's the halacha? And David HaMelech said it like ripped his heart out. And that's why David HaMelech said, if you would rip open my body, I wouldn't have bleed anymore. I've been so embarrassed. So they were doing worse than Shoal Shalok Inyan. But that was an extreme example of that. But the Tosefta says, Rabbi Meir holds, Shark Shiomar Shalok Inyan Sha'al, the Rabbi Meir. Vachachamim Omrim, it's not a great idea. You shouldn't do it. It's hard for the Rebbe, but Ein Sarach. Shekol HaTorah Inyan Echad. On a deeper level, the Chachamim say, the entire Torah is really one Inyan. Kol HaTorah Inyan Echad. Right, so that line is quoted by some for the basis of Binyan Av, the basis for all different drashas Chazal that connect one to the other. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that says, how do we know that the Gemara Kedarshan in Sukkah that the Dalan Minim have to be taken when they are standing straight? Right, Dalan Minim. The lulav, you can't hold a lulav upside down or an esrog upside down. That's how we do hold it upside down before we yotzi the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. So how do you know that it has to be standing straight up? Because the pasuk says by the mishkan atzei shitim omdim. The walls were standing straight up. Right, the trees were not horizontal; they were vertical from the trees that made the boards. Atzei shitim omdim. What does the mishkan have to do with my shaking the lulav and esrog? My kesher between A and B. The answer is kol haTorah kula inyan echad. The whole Torah is really one inyan, and therefore that is why we can have a binyan av. Rav Shechter talks about this in Siman Beis and Eretz HaTzvi, where he discusses the times where the Gemara has the exception. Isser mituma lo yalfinan, mamona meisura lo yalfinan, mamona meknasa. All those types of categories. Klomer, he explains, the yisod drushes hamamatzinu. All of Torah on some deeper level is like one idea. And he quotes the Tosefta. But even in that one larger category, you might break it up into smaller categories. Knas and Mammon, Isser and Heter and Tumatara, like that Vilna Gaon in Adaras Eliyahu that says every single question that is asked in Halacha, there's one of six answers. One of six words that would come out of the Posek's mouth. Tamei Tahar, Aser Mutter, Chayef Pater. One of those six words, based on the Pasuk at the beginning of Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. So that is, but again, the whole assumption is Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. But there might be certain categories within, and that's also what came up on 2 days ago's daf. We had it in the Tosfos on Mem Tesvet Aleph that you can't learn a davar from a chiddush. What's the definition of a chiddush? Davar hasoser as a klal, soser klalo. Chiddush. When the Gemara calls something a chiddush, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Tzitzis is a chiddush, and tefillin is a chiddush, and it says chiddush only by certain items, by basar b'chalav, by item zomimin, because it's davar hasoser es haklal. The Torah is inyan echad. So when something is different in terms of the rules of that inyan echad, so that's why we might say that ein lamedim mechiddush, ein lamedim mechiddush. So that's the basis. But all, again, the starting point is kol tzar kula inyan echad is about as well. Okay, let's learn a little bit more, and then we'll come back to some other general topics related about these limudim. Says the Gemara now again, where we said we're going to start. Dover halamed, 10 lines up from the bottom, nun on the base. Dover halamed, b'kal v'chomer, ma'oshe yilmad, b'binyan av. So something that's learned from b'kal v'chomer, could you then learn from b'binyan av? So Rabbi Yirmiyah tashma. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, yes, let's try to prove it from the following Mishnah. A Mishnah that's going to come up in a couple of weeks, in Perek Chatas Ha'of. Parachatas Ha'of is the seventh parak here in Zvachim, all about the Edom of Ophos. Chatas Ha'of, Olas Ha'of. So here we go. We know, we mentioned once before, that when it comes to a bird, we don't do shechita like is normally done on a chulin bird with a knife from the front of the neck, but we do malika, which is done with the fingernail of the kohen, from the back. So malak, when him says trefa, what happened if malika is done and it comes out that the bird is a trefa? Bird is a trefa. So the halacha, the question is it tame mishum nevela? We know that Nevela is Metame. Nevela is one of the Avos HaTumos, and Trefa is not. Right? What is the difference? So, simple interpretation is that Nevela is an animal that died without Shechita. That's a Nevela. A Trefa is an animal that had Shechita, but had a different problem with it, that had a hole in its lung, which you found out after you shechted it. That's a Trefa. So the Torah says that a Nevela is not only not kosher, but also metame, but not a trefa. But the question is, what happened if I shech the trefa? If I shech the trefa, does that remove its tuma? So malak v'nimsi is trefa. What happened if I do malika and it comes out that it is a trefa? So as we'll see, there are three shitas in the Tanaim. What is the halacha when it comes to malika's trefa? What about shchita's trefa? What about shchita's trefa? So we'll see. Rabbi Meir Omer, it is not matame beis abliya. What's beis abliya? Again, we'll get back to it. The shabsud, a nevelas of tahar, a kosher bird that dies without shechita is a nevela, but it is matame only in a specific way, as the Mishnah described in Maseches Taharos, that only as I swallow it, as I swallow the bird, then it's matame me. Nevelas, that's nevelas of tahar. Especially if I touch it, it's not matame. If I carry it, it's not matame. If I swallow it, as I swallow it, it's matame bebeis abliya. So that's the lashon here used by birds. So what about a bird that was a karbon, and I did malika, and it was a trefa? So malak v'nipsi is trefa. Rabbi Meir Omer, ain't a matame bebeis abliya. It's not matame bebeis abliya. No, malika saved the day. Right? It's not, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a trefa. But malika prevented tumas nevela from setting in. Rabbi Yehuda, meaning it's called a shechita, but it is not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Metame Beis Abliya. No, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Metame Beis Abliya. Right, the fact that you shechted it did not prevent it from getting Tumas Nevela. Rashi here quotes that it's really three shitas. Rashi summarizes. Second to last line in the skinny lines in Rashi. Shalosh Machlokos Bedavar. Right, there are three shitas. Our Gemara, our Mishnah here just quotes a little bit of the Machlokos. But really, Rabbi Meir holds Shechita of an Ov Chulin or Malika of an Ov Kadshim. Either way, the shechita slash malika is not metame, right? That prevents it from being tumas nevela. That's Rabbi Meir. Doesn't matter shechita's of chulin or malika of kachim. So he's on one extreme. There's never tumas nevela if you did a shechita or a malika. Rabbi Yehuda says on the other extreme, they're both nevela. They're both nevela. Even right, a malika's of kachim and a shechita's of chulin. They're both a nevela. And Rabbi Yossi is machalik. Rabbi Yossi is the middle shita. Shechita of an ov chulin that happens to be a trefa prevents tuma, prevents nevela, but malika does not. Malika does not. Kachem has the different standards. Those are the three different dayas in the Tanaim. And as we'll see Rabbi Yossi B'Hashem a little bit later on in the Mishnah, but first the Mishnah talks about the other shitas. Amar Rabbi Meir, kava chomer. Rabbi Meir said it's a kava chomer, and this is the raya. That a kavachomer, you could learn a binyan av, at least according to Rabbi Meir. Ma nevelas behema, shemitame b'malag b'masa. What about a regular behema? A regular sheep. A regular sheep that is metame, its nevela is very strong. It's very chamor. and that is if it's us, it's Batami, Misha Maga, touching in Masa, carrying it, if by a regular Shchitas Behemoth, Batami, Vago Masa. It's very strong, Nevela. And yet, Shchitasa, Mitaras, Mitaras, Mitaharas, Trefasa, Mitumasa, and yet, its Shchita could be Mitar, its Trefa. So it's very strong nevela, but the shechita can be mitaret. So nevela's oaf, she'ed mitabi b'magom masa. So nevela's oaf, which is not mitabi b'magom masa, it's only mitabi b'beis ablia. She'ed no digitay shechita, shechita, shechita samateres treifasa mitumasa. So surely kalvachomer, we should say that shechita's oaf is going to be not tamei mishum nevela. So again, what is it? Was this kalvachomer? Or Meir as a kalvachomer from shechita's behema to shchitas oaf, all within chulin. And then we have step two, the mamatzinu, or the binyanav. They're used here interchangeably. Mamatzinu b'shchita shemachsharta ba'achila, just like shchita, which usually makes it kosher to eat. If it wouldn't be a trefa, mitaharis trefas amitumasa, so just like shchita does that, so af malika shemachsharta ba'achila, titar trefas amitumasa. So to malika, that is machshir, that is usually machshir, the bird for eating, titar trefas amitumasa, would be matar its trefa from having tumas nevela. So that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir has kalvachomer and then binyanav and then mamatzinu, and that is the raya, at least according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says no, arguing on step two, maybe arguing about on that you can have this kalvachomer and then built on that a mamatzinu. Rabbi Yossi omer daya can avelas behema. Rabbi Yossi says no, let it be no behema tahora, right? Let it be no more than the original source din. Shem shchitasa mitaharasa velo malikasa. Right, a regular animal can't have, a chulin animal can't have malika done to it. That would make it into a nevela. That's not called shchita. So Rabbi Yossi says limit it. I'll limit it to chulin animals, I'm not going to limit it to kachem animals. But either way, so isn't that, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, or at least according to Rabbi Meir, you see, it could work. So isn't that a raya to our question? So the Gemara answers, no, maybe it's not a raya. Velohi, maybe it's not a raya, it's a question about the girsos here. But let's just read what we have. Hasam tavihi mishchita dechulin ka'asyin. Which Rashi seems to say 2 points. Number one, the ikar reason for Rabbi Meir is not really the binyanav, but it's a hekesh. You learn a hekesh straight from shchitas chulin. Shchitas chulin to malikas oaf. You don't have the two steps from shchitas behema to shchitas oaf to then malikas oaf. Rashi says on top, ikar time of Rabbi Meir, lo yalef bebinyanav, elamei may hekish zos tarasa behema vahaof. So you learn it from the hekish later on a chatas haof. Or Rashi says, right, if it's inavi tevi tegamar la binyanav, even if you learn it from binyanav, it would be a direct one. It wouldn't be two steps. Either way, says the Gemara that it wouldn't be a raya from Rabbi Meir. Good. Stop there for a moment or two. So we have the Sugya of Nevelas of Tar, also it's come up in the past. Asvin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Klal Tezayin, a very unusual type of Tumah V'Tahara, as we know. Tumah V'Tahara only when it goes down your throat. You know, what is that supposed to, how are we supposed to understand that? So that's what he discusses in Klal Tezayin, Asvin Daraisa, Bir Inyan Isser Trefa. Right, the Isser of Trefa, how are we supposed to understand that? He said, Nistapakti, Isser Trefa, Ma Inyano, Im Isuro hu Isser mi bachutz kishar Isurim, Ve'enenu chisaron b'shchita klau. How do we understand the Isser of Trefa? You had a perfect shchita. There's a different problem. Just like you would have shechted maybe a non-kosher animal. You did a shchita, but there's a different problem. It's not kosher. So do here. You shechted an animal. It's a perfect shchita. It's just that it's a different problem called Trefa. Is that how we understand it? O Dilma inyano shebitshreifa gazra Torah shelo toil bo ashchita leinyan achila v'havi nevela leinyan achila. Right? No, shreifa is an in from within a prevention of the shchita being chal. It's not just an external problem. The shchita is fine, but you have another problem. It's within the shchita, and he brings a raya from a Tosfos later on in Daf Samach Tes. And he quotes, again, many different rayas, Vela and Trefa. And again, he also thought, echad, one shame for the Chalos Isur, they were connected like Isurim that are different from each other, cannot be Mitztarev Zem Zeh. That the Rambam says in Hilchas Macholas Asuros that the Perak Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam here in Ma'acholas Asura says in Perak Dalet Halacha Tezayin that Kol Yisurin Shabatara Ein Mitztarfim Zeh Mzeh. Yisurin are not mitztarif to each other. If I have a half a gezayis of A and a half a gezayis of B, so that's not mitztarif to each other. But in the next Halacha, Halacha Yitzayin, he says Treifa and Nevela can be mitztarif to each other. Hoil Va'Treifa Tchilas Nevelahi. Treifa is on its way to dying without Shechita. And therefore, Ho'ol v'treifa t'chilas nevela, he says b'feirish, right? That it's one shame, it's one shame. And there are other rayas as well. The Rambam is quoted also, the Rambam Hilchas Avos Hatuma. This is what Rav Chaim liked to quote. And others quote this as a raya also. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, of Hilchas Avos Hatumos, Shchitas Akum nevela umetavi b'masa. If a non-Jew shechts, I'm watching him, Gadol Omed Al-Gabav. Shchitas Akum, though, is nevela. Umetame b'masa, and it's metame. It's right, regular nevela. It's as if it wasn't shechted. Metame b'masa. V'karov be'enai says the Rambam sha'afzeh midivrei sofrim, but I think it's only derabanan. On a daraisa level, I don't think. Daraisa level, it's a recognized shechita. Says the Rambam, v'im tomar v'halo hi asura ba'achila din Torah. But if it's usher to eat on a Torah level, so then how could it be not a nevela on a Torah level, right? The guy can't shecht it. Right, says the Rambam, lo kala aser ba'achila matame. He compares shchitas akum, which is aser da'oraisa to eat, but it's not aser mishum tumas nevela da'oraisa. What does he compare that to? Shaharei ha'treifa asura v'tahora. Compares that to treifa. Just so to a treifa, it's also aser da'oraisa to eat, and there's no tumas nevela. What is the connection between shchitas akum and treifa? Va'olat Tamiya, as I'm reading from the Rishimo Shiurim on Shavuos. Va'olat Tamiya, Keita Nitin Ladamo, Shchitas Akim, Latreifa. V'halo Harbe Dvarim, Arla, Kilayakarim, Asurim Ba'achila, V'alkoza Einim Matamim. A lot of things are usher to eat, but they're not metame. You can't eat Arla, but it doesn't make you tummy if you touch it. V'atreifa L'chara Kamom, isn't treifa like them? A treifa is like Arla. It's not, you're not allowed to eat it. But it doesn't have tumas nevela. Why does he bring that as a raya? B'shchitas akum umazos. The problem is from within. Israchilas meimahum he did nevela. Shri akum eno bar shchito. But dinu shav tumas nevela tachum in a Torah. Nevela should be chal in a Torah by shchitas akum, not by treifa. So what do you see from here? Mochrachim anu lahasik shaladas harabam iker iser treifa chal b'pnei shachaser lo behema heter shchita. Ubachain who bedinch at the time treifa kamo nevela. Treifa is a chisaron in the shchita, and if it's a chisaron in the shchita, so lechore it should have tumas nevela. Kamash volan it doesn't, but you have to have that kamash volan. It's like shchitas akum in that world. Both of them have a hava minas that you should say it's tameim tabas tumas nevela on a Torah level, and therefore it is a maisa shchita maybe without a chalos heter shchita, and you're only left with the iser nevela because it is mitzarif still. So you're left with the Isra Nevela without the Tumas Nevela. That's how one could say it. But either way, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Again, Asun Darais and Klal Tezayin. And Reb Chaim in the Rishimo Shiurim on Shavuos in the first Chelet. That's Nevela and Treifa discussion. The general, now we get into the fourth and final discussion of these Limudim about Binyan Av. Again, all of these have to do with the unique character of Kadshim. Again, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last year, but in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Beis, he discusses the two unique rules in Kachim that we don't have anywhere else. We have Shana HaKasav La'akev. Sometimes we need a pasuk to be said, say something twice. Otherwise, I would have thought it's a L'Chadchila. Shana HaKasav La'akev by Kachim, number one. And number two, what we're talking about now, Lamed Min HaLamed. You can't have a two-step limud in Kachim. Is there a connection between those two? Or are those two separate ideas? It's harder to learn a halacha in Kachim. You would have thought it's only l'chadchila. You wouldn't have been able to learn it from the second stage. So that's what he discusses in this piece in Klal Yud Beis. Bo yedubar binyan midas hakachim to beinat beushina kas la'akev shein lamedim and lamed alamed umau anikra kachim linya midas elu. So the first half he talks about the idea of relating these two together, and then he goes into fascinating discussions. Quoting Rishonim, what's called Kachim for these rules? What's called Kachim? So, for example, what about Big Day Kahuna, which we discussed? What about if it's a limud about Big Day Kahuna? Is that called Kachim in this regard? Right? The Gemara says earlier, we had on Daf Yud Ches, that you're not allowed to wear Bidei Kahuna in an unusual way. If they're Merushalin, what if they're too long, too short, rolled up? Merushalin, Mesulak, and Kairin. Rashi says there, Afal Gav Dechsiv Mi Dovachi Yehei Kimidaso Hainu LeMitzvah V'Lola Akev. Rashi says. So is Rashi saying there that even Bidei Kahuna are called kachim, and you would need shana hakasav la'akev there? That's what Rabbi Yosef Eigel assumes. The alkarcha hakavana mishu de bakachim ina shina hakasav la'akev. Tim lo keino, ein lechalik, bein lechachilo, l'di'evet, bida araisa. V'yim kein, kivadav ibigde kahuna, ki kachim linyan zeh, right, it's kachim. And therefore he says, if it's kachim, you could ask Akasha on Tosfos, or ask a stira, Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chav Gimel, he quotes, right, where there it says, in lamedim lami min alamed, so he quotes, shema lo mikri kachim ala gufe karbanos, ala bigte kahuna, chosen malamded behekish. So machlokas rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos here in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches, Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chav Gimel, right, so that's one discussion. What about bigte kahuna? Is it related to the machlokas Rava and Ramban, whether you count bigte kahuna as a separate mitzvah lamed gimel? The Rambam says it's a separate idea. The Ramban says it's just a Hekshar Avoda. Would that somehow be connected to whether it's called Kachim for Limudim? Maybe, maybe not. But either way, that's one. What about, he goes into then, Bikurim. What about Bikurim? Are Bikurim Kachim? I have to bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. I have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. So Veda, to Bikurim be in a Bugamkin Shina Kosov La'akev, like it says in Makas Dafil Ches, Amebez, he quotes Rashi there. Right, that again, you have to bring it to Hava, Vanacha, Bazara, you have to do Tznufa, Kikachim Chashivi. So again, he quotes, do you say Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu by Bikurim? So you have Big Dekhuna, you have Kachim. What about Shruma? That's a little separate, but Shruma also is Asur to a Yisrael. It's only Mutter to a Kohen. Misa Bidei Shamayim. So does Shruma have any Kachim element to it? The Gemara talks about in quotes the Yerushalmi in Yevamis, whether Kachim is usher to an Arel, whether you compare that to Truma. So again, there's the Gemara has a comparison. And finally, this is the fourth, he talks about, what about Nazirus? Nazirus is something even Yisrael could do, but it has to do with Kachim. It has to bring Karbanis afterwards. Nistapakti, Bedine Nazirus, Iba'inen Behu, Shina La'akev, V'ilamedim Mulamein Min Halamein. V'zeh Alpi Ma'amavur, B'nazir, Daf Tesam An Aleph, Tidl Be Shamai, Desvirole, Dein Sheila Behektish, Hu Adin, Dein Sheila Be Nazirus. So Machlokas there, about whether the Sheila, by Hektish and by Nazirus, whether you learn it from Hektish. And Tosfos says there, Mishut Tachsib B'nazir, Kadosh Yihyeh. Is that talking about his hair? Is that talking about him? Al karchav dido kehektish. With Vimach Kazati Lamala, right up here, Mavur, he quotes. But either way, this is the, again, a big discussion. What do you put into this category of kachin? So let's continue now into the last of the section. So, Dabra Alamid Bevinyan Av. Maoshi Yilmad Behekish, Ubegzeh Rishava, Ubekava Chomer, Ubevinyan Av. Right? Something that's learned out from Bevinyan Av. Can you learn out any of the other four? So the Gemara says, Pashin Miyachada. Well, let's at least say one of them. Three of them are unclear, and let's just try to at least get one of them. Mipnei, what are we going to get? The last one. Binyanav. Right, so here we go. Mipnei, we're going to have this later on also, getting into the sugya of Mizbeach Mekadesh. We know we mentioned there's a whole parak later on, the ninth parak, about Mizbeach Mekadesh es Haro'ilo. Whether something that is puzzle, but if it goes up on the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach will at least be collated it in enough that you don't take it off the Mizbeach. Im ala lo tered. If some things are very problematic, then even if it goes up on the Mizbeach, you take it down. But certain things are semi-problematic. And therefore, if it goes up on the Mizbeach, we might say that it stays up there and it is okay. So says the Gemara, Bevema Amru Lon Bidam Kusher. Why do we say that if Dam was Lon on the top of the Mizbeach, when it wasn't supposed, it stayed overnight, Dam was Lon Kusher, so then it is Kusher. What does Kusher mean? It doesn't mean it's Kusher, it means I'm all a lo yered. If it's up on the Mizbeach, then it does not come down. So, how do we know that? Shahari lon be'emurin kasher. Because you learn it from emurin, right? That's a binyanav. That just like emurin, just like the fats, the hektar chalav evarim that stays overnight, on the Mizbeach and you don't take it down. So to the dam, you don't take it down. Lon be'emurin kasher. How do you know the lon be'emurin is kasher? Shahari lon be'basar kasher. Because lon be'basar is kasher. By the basar, Rashi says, lama, B'chlan be'murin kasher, lama kasher, shari lan be'basar kasher, gomor min ha'torah. This is learned out, what kind of basar is kasher up there? He's talking about a shlamim. day night day. So on the first day, that basar is kosher because it can even be eaten the next day. So just like basar, so to a murin. And just like a murin, so to dam. Right? That's a binyan av to a binyan av. Good. But let's continue the brisa just as we say it. Yotze. Hoel. What about if a yotze? If something that went out of the Beis HaMikdash and then came back in and then it goes up on the Mizbeach, also we say that it does not come down. Yotze. Hoel of a yotze kosher bebama. Why is it kosher, so to speak, about im alalo yeireid? Because yotze, we know, is kosher by a bama. By a bama, there's no psul of yotze. Right? It's outside. Right? Totally, right, a bama, but it's an altar that you're allowed to build outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, that's the topic of the last parak of the Masechta, all about bamos. Tamei is a malolo yereid, hol v'hutar b'avodah sibur. Because we know Tamei sometimes is even mutter. So you see, it's not so problematic, and that's why it can stay up on the Mizbeach. Chutzlis bano, what about a pigle? Pigle could stay up on the Mizbeach, hol maratza l'pigulo. We see the avodah was done. You have to do proper avodah in order to accomplish Pigol. So you see that Avodah accomplished something, it was significant, and that's why you could keep it on top of the Mizbeach. Chutzlim Komo. Chutzlim Komo, Hova Hokash Chutzlis Manu. Right, Chutzlim Komo is always compared. Shekiblu, continuing the Brisa, Shekiblu Psulin, Vizarku Daman, Bahana Psulin, Dechazel Avodah Sibur. What about if a Apostle did Kabbalah and Zrika? That's all he's talking about Psulim, who are roi for avodah sibur, right, a tame and others that would be roi for avodah sibur, all of those, if that item is on the Mizbeach, so we say it could stay on the Mizbeach. Either way, this is the brisa, so we think, isn't this a raya? Isn't this a raya that dover halamid bebinyanav, chozer malamid bebinyanav? So the Gemara again knocks it out, as we said, a binyanav could be knocked out in the easiest way. Any slight difference between them. So the Gemara here says, v'chidon in dover shalom bechshero, midover shebechshero, all at the beginning of the brisa. How are you learning emurin from basar? The case of basar is where it's kosher basar. Emurin is that it's left over when it wasn't supposed to be left over. How can you learn something that problematic from something that's not problematic? The basar is not a problem yet. Or Rashi says here, learning from a bama is also a problem. There's no psul yotze by a bama. That's true, because there's no problem by a bama. Right? In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a problem of yotze. So how could you compare one from the other? So the Gemara rejects that. So the answer is Tana Mizos Torah Sa'ola Riba Samechlei. Really, it's not being learned out from the Binyanav. It's from Zos Torah Sa'ola, where we compare those three words. Remember, we had it earlier: Zos and Torah and Ola. We learn items that are excluded from the idea of the halacha of Imalalo Yerid, but everything else would be included. So we exclude some that are their psulo is not pakodesh. If you remember, Roveya and Nirba and Nevad and Mukse, some of those are excluded, but everything else would be included. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Shiari Adam Bechulu. If you remember back in the first Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin, the Shiari Adam, the Shirayim, the Shvicha Shirayim, after the carbon is brought, the Shvicha Shirayim are done on the Yesod, the southwest side of the Beis HaMikdash, but of these Chatos Pnimios that had their Zrikos inside the Heichal, their extra blood is poured on the west, in the west Yesod, right? There were two holes on the southwest, one on the west and one on the south. But the Chatos Pnimios, he comes out with the leftover blood and he pours it into the west hole. So, my time, why that hole? Amakra El Yesod Mizbach Olah Asher Pesach Olah Moed. That's the phrase. The Yesod Mizbach Olah, that's at the Pesach Olah Moed. Our Girsa, let's keep reading. Hahutapaga Baresha. That one that he gets to first. So, Tosfos notes here that what our Girsa is and what Rashi has here is a little tricky. Is it based on a Pasuk? He comes out of the Heichal, and he has to go to the first one, the Pesach Olah Moed. Is it based on the Pasuk, or is it based on the last phrase, Ahu Tepaga Bereisha, which is another way of saying of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Ask Tosfos, if you have the Pasuk, you don't need the Ahu Tepaga Bereisha, right? And if you have Ahu Tepaga Bereisha, if you have Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, you don't need a Pasuk. So ask Tosfos, I don't see the Girsa. Biggie of Tosfos Asher Pesach, he quotes the Girsa that we are Kachbir Shakotris, and he says, "V'lo garas masha kasa b'svarim ha'hu tepaga bereisha mishum demashba mitam she'im avir nala mitzvus v'lo min ha'pasuk Pesach ho'a mohin." So Tosfos goes into, right, is this a classic case of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs? So Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos says, maybe you need the Pasuk because this is not a regular case of Eim Avirin. Why? Fourth to last line in Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, D'lo Shayach Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvos, Ela Kishayesh Shtei Mitzvos Lefanov. Tosfos says, Ein ma'avir la mitzvos only applies when you have two mitzvahs to do, one of them comes up in front of you, you shouldn't pass up that one to go do another one. Kigon, dishin mizveach ha'pnimi u'menorah. O kigon, mitzvahs kronos. Right, you come to one karen of the mizbeach. Sheni odem eichad yaskel. You have two things to do. Where do you start from? Which do you do first? Right, you have talis and tefillin. Which one do you put on first? Right, ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs. Aval kvoa makom ashvicha shirayim. If you don't have two mitzvahs, you're just trying to figure out which place to put this. Which place to put this? Lo kavinan mehay taima. That would not be a case of ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs. Ilav degali kra behedya. If the pasuk wouldn't have said it, so that's not a regular case of ein ma'avirin al ha mitzvahs. That is Tosfos here. The Rishonim point out that Tosfos in Megillah on Davov seems to argue with this, because he talks about Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvos when it comes to, what's the case there, Davov, when do you have Purim? In which Adar? Right, in which Adar? So we know you have Purim in the second Adar. Next year is Rishonim Uberes. But that's what one of the reasons in the Tanoim to have Purim in the first Adar is Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvos. One second. Which Purim is just like which Karen? And Tosfos says you don't apply the principle of Ein Ma'avirin in that type of context. Right? That's what Tosfos says there. Tosfos in the Megillah of Avma Beis on the reason of Ein Ma'avirin al-Mitzvos to have Purim in the first Adar, he says, Mikan Kasha la'damrina b'paragezel makoman. Right? He quotes, our Gemara is difficult. Lama likra. If Ein Ma'avirin applies to these types of circumstances, so you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. V'yesh b'farshim, Tosfos says, also, Yesh lo shayach l'meimer, Ein Ma'avirin al-Mitzvos, al-kecha sheyesh l'fanav shtei mitzvos. V'zeino, because that Gemara, Megillah of Avma Beis, Tosfos there notes that Gemara is against that suggestion. So he tries to have a different svar. Maybe without the pasuk, we would have thought Ein Ma'avirin is only din l'chanchila. Ein Ma'avirin l'chanchila, hadiyeved shari, meaning, let's say you would have walked past the first Karen already. We would have said, okay, so now put it into the second Karen. No, the pasuk comes to tell me, go back to the first Karen. Go back to the first one that you passed over. Sometimes there are halachas that override Ein Ma'avirin. So for example, we know if somebody picks up their tefillin before their talis, so then we say that you're supposed to put on your tefillin before your talis. That's why the talis is supposed to be in my tefillin bag, and I'm supposed to reach it before my tefillin. So when I pick up my talis, I put my talis on, and then I put my tefillin on. If I picked up my tefillin, the halacha is that you put your tefillin on first. Right, because Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. But, let's say within tefillin, let's say I picked up my shel rosh by mistake before picking up my shel yad. Then the halacha is you put down the shel rosh and you pick up the shel yad. And you're ma'avir on the mitzvahs, because the halacha of having the shel yad on before the shel rosh is a li'ikuva that overrides Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. And even if I have to be ma'avir, what could you do? So even within the same 2 minutes, you have Ein Ma'avirin by talis and tefillin, and I have to do the talis before the tefillin, and that's not ma'akev, but I have to put the shel rosh, shel yadam, before the shel rosh, that is ma'akev. And that overrides Ein Ma'avirin al ha mitzvos. There is a fascinating line in the Birkei Yosef, in Arachayim, in Simen Chafei, in this context, in Simen Chafei Nechus Tefillin, he talks about what happens if you have somebody has a talis for Shabbos and a talis of Yantif, and it's weekday, and he picked up his talis of Shabbos. He picked up his talis of Shabbos by mistake, and it's a weekday. Do you put it down? In matalis shel Shabbos hayamunach bekis shenosein bo talis chol vatfilin vatalis shel Shabbos hayala'ela mikol nishal harav achosid Rabbi Yosi the Malko he quotes im yachol laniach talis shel Shabbos v'likach talis shel chol o yesh bazeh mishudei ma'avir nala mitzvah tzarech lo bosh talis shel Shabbos. You don't have to wear your Shabbos talis on a weekday, but you pick that up first. And he brings a raya from Tosfos and Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel, that you don't say Ein Ma'avirin al-Mitzvos, Ela Ki Boi L'Mevet Shravayu. If you want to do two things, you'd be mocked in one, the one that should be done first. V'Hachanami, here, you don't want to wear the talis of Shabbos. That you aren't interested in that either. You wouldn't apply Ein Ma'avirin. That's what he quotes from this shuva. Kiva deina rotza lobosh ela talas achas, lo shayach Ein Ma'avirin la mitzvahs, v'hadar tavar l'gzizei, and then he quotes Tosfos in Megillah, himself is doched this chilek. Oh. And he goes back and forth. And then he quotes here from the Marshal in Yamshel Shlomo and Yevamos Paragdalin Simin Lamadalin. Quotes Yesod. So we have a machlokas tano, machlokas rishonim here. Tosfos in Zvachim, Tosfos in Megillah, Tosfos in Yuma. He quotes a Marshal. An unbelievable yisod. Maybe this should be more famous. Sha'atosfas shal masechtas gedolos ikir neged tosfas de Megillah v'shar masechtas ketanos. If you have a tosfas in one of the major masechtas, that carries more weight authority than Tosfos in the smaller Mesechlis. I don't know how you define the small and big, but that's what he says here. He says, Yesh Kabbalah, Shatosfos b'Mesechlis Gedolos, Chibram Rabbeinu Elezer Mituch. Right, one of the great Baalei HaTosfos. It's one of the more significant, authoritative Baalei HaTosfos wrote the Tosfos in on the Mesechlis Gedolos. So here he says, there's Tosfos, what Tosfos says in Zvachim, in our Tosfos, Tosfos in Menachis, right, that's against Tosfos in Yuma and Megillah. So you might have said more people in Megillah and Yuma, but he says, no, Tosfos in Zvachim, those in Menachis have more authority. He puts Yuma with Menachis and Zvachim. Wow, that's an important, interesting yesod, that we paskin, and we give more authority to Baalei Tosfos in the bigger Mesechtas. Okay, good. One final point, and that is the Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, we like to quote this whenever these come up, he talks about four principles in Chazal, which Chazal, he say, do not mix and match, and they don't overlap, but he says many Rishonim and Achronim sometimes overlap, but he said in his view he thinks there are four different principles. What are they? Zrizim Akdimim L'mitzvos, Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos, Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashahinan, and Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. He has an amazing ma'amar in Simon Chav Beis in Parshas Vayera, going through each of these four principles, showing how they all focus on something else. Within Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs, there's different types. Different types of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs. Three different types, he quotes. Not to pass over one mitzvah to do the other mitzvah, the different places and different times. Right? To wait to do Kiddush Levana. Right? For after Yom Kippur. That's a different type of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs than the ones we've been talking about. Okay, either way, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Back to the Gemara. El Yisod Mizbacha Ola. So we have the phrase of El Yisod Mizbacha Ola a couple of times in Perek Dalet in Vayikra, where we have it in the first section by the Chadas of the Kohen Gadol, and then by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then by the Nasi, and then by the regular Karban Chadas. We have all these times. So El Yisod Mizbacha Ola, what does it teach me? Velo Yisod Mizbacha Pirimi. Number one, you don't do the Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod of the inner Mizbeach. You have to come out. El Yisod Mizbacha Ola. Number two, Ein Lo Yisod L'Pidimi Asmo. The Pidimi doesn't even have a Yisod. That's what the second pasuk teaches me. El Yisod Mizbacha Ola, Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach Shel Ola. That teaches me that all the Shvicha Shirayim of all Karbanos are done on the Yisod of the Mizbach Ha'ola. Not only where it's said by Chatas. O Eino Ela Mizbacha Shel Ola, Yehele Yisod. Maybe it's only teaching me that, no, the Mizbeach Shel Ola should be to the Yisod. Maybe it's teaching me to do the Zrika of the Ola. Remember the Ola is Shtayim Shein Arba, right? Only one quarter. Maybe it's teaching me that you should do it on the southwest and northeast corners and not the southeast and northwest corners. Maybe that's what it's teaching me. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. No, that's a Kavachomer that we know that you don't need a pasuk because you know they're from a Kavachomer. Umash Shirayim Sheimachat. And we know the southeast corner doesn't have a Yisod. We mentioned that the east side and the south side don't have a Yisod. We'll get to that about Hashem in a couple of dafim on dafim and dalim. But Umash Shirayim, you learn from a Kavachomer. Umash Shirayim Sheimachaprin Tunin Yisod Shirayim. Don't bring any kapara. And yet you need Yisod. Tchilas Ola Shemechaperes Inodin Shitun Yisod. So surely the Zrik of an Ola needs Yisod. Meaning it cannot be done on the southeast corner. And you have to do it on two diagonally across corners. So it has to be southwest and northeast. You know that without the Pasuk. Amar Yikiva, Rabbi Kiva has a similar drasha. Umash Yirayim Shemechaper in vain Balachapara. Tuni Yisod, Shirayim are not Balachaper. And in Yisod, Yisod, Tchilas Ola Shemechaperes Ubalachapara Inodin Shitun Yisod. So you don't need a pasuk. So what is the pasuk needed for? To teach me that Shvicha Shirayim applies to all karbanos. All karbanos have the Shvicha Shirayim. Period. Omar Mar, we're going to quote each of these. El Yisod Mizbach Ola, V'lo Yisod Mizbach HaPinimi. A pasuk teaches me you don't pour it on the Yisod of the Mizbach HaPinimi. So Gemara says, Ami Barley Legufe. What do you mean? That's just teaching me that the din. That where you pour it. It's not excluding anything. The Gemara says, no, me'asher pesach o'al mo'ed nafka. You know, the din, they have to go out to the out of Mizbeach from that phrase. So, you can't exclude Mizbeach HaPinimi. Fine. El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, the next phrase in the Braisa, Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach Shel Ola. It said, Tein Yisod to the Mizbeach Shel Ola, that, the, the Shvicha Shirayim is for all karbanos and not just for the for what it is said by. If it's only limited to the Seer Nasi, that's what one we're in now, right, in the Perek Dalid of Vayikra, Hani Lamali. So these extra words, should it be needed? Right, El Yisom is Bacha Ola. Right, L'Shirayim. Right, if it's to teach me that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Seer Nasi is on the Mizbech HaChitzon, Shirayim HaBroy Avilahu. The whole Seir Nasi is done on the outside Mizbeach. Right? This isn't one of the Chatos Primios. So why would you need something to teach me that you do the Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? The whole Avoda of the Seir Nasi is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So it can't be teaching me that, so that's why you have to extend it to all other karbanas. The chitem, and if you want to say an amazing suggestion, to afich mafich, debroi lagavoi, udagavoi labroi, well maybe it's teaching me, right, what did you just have in Perek Dalet, in Vayikra? First you had the Parkoi Mashiach, and then you had the Parlam Davashel Tzibur. That has the Zrikas inside and the Shvicha Shirayim outside. So maybe this third discussion of Nasi is teaching me, you do the Zrikas outside and the Shvicha Shirayim inside. You flip exactly the opposite. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. Elo Yesod, Lepinim Yatzmo. It doesn't even have a Yesod. Right, there's no base, it's just a perfect box. It doesn't have a base, so that's why it can't be teaching me that. That's why it has to be teaching me to all karbanos, all shvicha shirayim are done on the yisod mizbach ha'ola. Okay, we'll have to stop here by O'eno, and we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue.